happy, 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 happy Friday. Man, I love myself a Friday. I do. And yes, I still take Fridays off. I have the, I don't have a 4-hour work week, but I have a 3-day work week. I take Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. I do stuff for myself to grow my business and grow my life. You should do the same thing. So today, traditions. It's the time of year we talk about traditions. We do traditions, the whole thing. We'll dig into that today a little bit. And are they the way to happiness and joyfulness? I think so. And it's about time to take a breath and bring them into play. That's today's show. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day and practical. No matter what time of the year, no matter what you want to do, it all comes into play. And that's really my quest in what I do here. It's looking, I just sit back, I look at the world around me, I look at what works and what doesn't work. A lot of trial and error, a lot of talking to people, a lot of testing, a lot of figuring stuff out. And, you know, 20 plus years of doing this now, 10,000 plus podcasts, and you kind of figure out what works. And ultimately it comes down to this. If you will just do this, this, and this, like we talked about yesterday, it happens. If not, we got to get emotional and we have to figure it out. We'll try to get through that today and help you out, but I'm glad you're here. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Got to lay some Scott logic on you today. Scott logic is a lot like you have. If you and I were to sit down and have a cup of coffee and you're a reasonable person with a lot of common sense, we would have a great time. We're just going back and forth with the ways of the world, one of those cool learning conversations. So that's what you're going to get on this part today. So as you listen to what I bring to the table, just assume that we're talking across the table and we're having a conversation. And I am. I'm talking to you right now, and I'm wondering how you're going to drink all that coffee with 3 shots of espresso in it. But good on you. Every Friday, I ask the question, how do you want to feel? I did it last week. I was out at Outback Steakhouse. And I broke my rule when I asked the question, how do I want to feel? And I said, I want to feel like I just ate a big ribeye. And I ordered a ribeye. And the next morning I said, based on how I feel today, that's not how I should have answered that question last night. But it can be applied to just about anything. Strangely, it gets applied to restaurants a lot for me, but it could get applied to a meeting, could get applied to a conversation with your children. If you say, how do I want to feel at the end of this meeting or this conversation? You can control where it goes. And if you want the advanced version and you say, how do I want them to feel? You can create an experience for somebody. So it's a really important question. I can't tell you how many folks will tell me over time. I've been asking this question 15 years now. And I try to give it up, but people keep saying, keep asking, I need the reminder. If you will take the time to connect with yourself and just simply say, listen, I'm going shopping. It's busy. It's a holiday season. But how do I want to feel? I'm stressed out, just want to get it done? Or I want to enjoy the experience? It's your choice. Ask the question. So speaking of holidays, traditions are big time in the holidays, and it's also the way to happiness, I think. Are you a person who always does things the same way and you prefer change every time you can get it, like kind of I am? Or which one do you like to do? Do you like things to be traditional and just happen, or you like to just go crazy? I'm that guy. If you're lucky, I think you're both. So traditions are a secret sauce behind the emotional connection that we feel this time of year, and I think pretty much every time of year. It doesn't really matter. Family get-togethers, office gatherings, crazy shopping crowds. Yeah, I know, we're in a pandemic. Not everything is as it used to be, unless you live where I live in Florida, where it's pretty much the same as it's been. It's how it is these days. But I know it may not be that way where you are, and likely not. But still, you can remember, can't you? And it happens any time of the year. If you go back to, you know, around the 4th of July here in America, or whatever you celebrate, wherever you happen to be. We're in 191 countries, so I can't just speak to Americans anymore. Not that I ever could. It just happens. Traditions make life good. They make our lives unique. They're always present. They're never forgotten. They kind of form the fabric of our lives. How many pictures do you have in your iPhoto? I don't know what Android people have. How many pictures you have of traditions that keep popping up? Turn your phone on. Hey, look, remember this? Celebrate it. They're very human and they're very essential. So let me get back to my earlier comment that traditions make our lives special. They do. I don't think anybody could really argue that. And I don't think anybody could really argue the fact that there are some traditions that shouldn't happen. I don't go there. And there are some that probably shouldn't, but they're, what is a tradition really when you think about it? It's a habit. It's a bit of a ritual. It just gets put together, it happens. But in any case, it affects our life in a big way. So the fact is, somebody has to make that tradition happen. Traditions make our lives special, so somebody has to make that tradition. Now, this time of year, a lot of tradition is made by commercial people, businesses, stores, folks like that. Think about that. Traditions made by them. Christmas music gets played, decorations go up, special events start to happen. Traditions are made by cities, by towns. Somebody sat back and said, hey, let's do something here. They made that for you. What if they didn't? Think about that for a second. A lot of traditions are made by families. Somebody has to get together. They do it every single year. We're going to the, seven Italian fishes dinner next door? I've never had that before. I can't believe, of all the years I've been alive, I'd never even heard about that. But there's a lot I haven't heard about, evidently. A cookie party as well, my neighbor is putting on. It's a tradition, I hear. I didn't know that till I moved into the neighborhood. Feel really special to be invited since we're brand new. Traditions go on year after year after year, but they're made by somebody because traditions need to be made. Somebody has to make them. So is that you? I was out walking around the neighborhood with my wife and my dogs. We walk the dogs 3 times a day because they make us. You know how that is. When you're empty nesters and the dogs are here, the dogs rule. Only thing that rules over the dogs are the cat, is the cat. So my wife, Joy, and I were walking around the neighborhood, and we had gone all around watching, looking at the Christmas decorations. It's kind of funny. You walk around every single day, and as you walk, it's amazing. When did they put that up? I didn't even see it. I walk 3 times a day around the neighborhood, and they just, where'd that come from? You guys are sneaky, aren't you? And you're using Amazon, too, because I can't find that stuff at the store. So we're walking around the neighborhood, and there's Janice. Janice has a beautiful home, and it's very ornate in the landscaping. It's ornamental almost, if you know what I mean. It's beautiful no matter what. And really all she would have to do is just kind of put some lights out there, and it's awesome, but she can't do that now. Now she's out building Christmas trees in her yard and hanging mistletoe in her yard and putting lit Christmas decoration boxes like presents all over her yard. It's beautiful what she's doing. The big old sign up on the side of the house that says, Merry Christmas. It's beautiful. And we stopped. And she's smiling and she's happy and she looks up. And I said, wow, that sure looks like a lot of work. And she kind of stopped. She took her gloves off. Like, is she going to hit me? And I thought, no, she put her gloves on or she's going to hit me. She said, yeah, it is. It's a whole lot of work. Been out here all day long. But I love it. It's what I do. It's my tradition, she said, beaming proudly. And I said one thing. I said, well, thank you for making Christmas for the rest of us. Thank you for making Christmas for the rest of us. And she said, I've never thought about it that way. So well, that's what you're doing. How many years you been doing this? Oh, forever. Ever since I moved in. I said, so every year you've had this tradition of making Christmas for everybody else by taking the time to create this festive environment for all of us to appreciate every single day. She goes, I never thought about it that way. Now she's thinking about it that way. Whether it's Christmas, whether it's a new year, or any other time of the year, traditions are the same as habits. They're the same as rituals. They make our lives so much more fulfilling, but always remember that somebody has to make the tradition so that all of our worlds are a better place. But my question to you is, are you that person? And is today the day that you make the tradition? I'll see you tomorrow.